This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Grace Curley Show, TGIF. We are here at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, Massachusetts, and we are so excited to be here. Here's just a little bit of information. If you get here now to see my show, we have a delicious spread by Barbie Ann's, which is right next door. They were nice enough to bring over a bunch of lunch for us. So if you want to come over now, Howie is here. I am here. You can stop by, say hi, go to the range, ask Toby or Brendan any of your questions. It's always a great remote when we're at Cape Gunworks, and we cannot wait to see you, to meet you, and to talk. So come on by. That's going to be really fun. And we're going to talk to Toby a little bit later about the Supreme Court ruling on that Second Amendment issue from New York yesterday. They struck down a law that had been in place for 100 years. And it's really getting a lot of people riled up on both sides. So Toby's going to give us his take on that. But of course, you know what the big story is today. It's official. The leaked memo we got a few weeks ago, well, we finally know that the Supreme Court stuck with their original leaked decision, and they have overturned Roe versus Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. So this is the official wording of it. It says, the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. That last part right there. That's the part that you're not going to read on Twitter. You're not going to hear in the hot takes from MSNBC. The authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. It does not say abortion is now illegal in the United States of America. But don't let the details, don't let the facts get in the way of a good liberal meltdown. So it will go back to the states. But the unhinged protesters from Ruth Sent Us or Jane's Revenge or any of these very strange names for protesting groups, because they don't sound very peaceful. The names, at least for me, evoke a lot of violence. So they're going to scream that abortion is now illegal across the country, which, of course, as I just said, showcases a complete misunderstanding of this decision. But what else is new? And the journalists and our media are already one-upping each other with insane, fact-free hot takes. Jared, I know you're at the studio, so I can't see you right now, but I have to assume that this morning you spent a lot of time combing through the nuttiness from the left on social media.
Yeah, they were, as you would expect, Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan on CBS were particularly misinformative. CNN was, you know, they were having a normal one. I didn't see anything from Morning Joe about this. I don't know what time the show ends, if I'm being totally honest. They might have been off the air because I think it came down after 10. But, yeah, it is basically everything you would expect them to say. Nancy Pelosi also, she was very, I would say, shaken by this. She came out and she gave her weekly press conference, and she was, even for her, she was scattered and stumbling.
Really?
And at one point, her earring actually fell off while she was trying to make a point, and it was pretty funny. But that's slapstick. That's not, you know. But, yeah, she was stumbling. She was, I assume she was angry. Her face never really changes, so I don't know what look she has, but yeah.
Can I hear a little bit of it, Jared? Do we have some sound? Let's hear a little bit of Nancy Pelosi. Start off our Friday right.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
Oh, gosh. it's the drama of this that shows you that they can't argue any of this on the facts. Because there's going to be countless meltdowns. There's going to be social media, social justice warriors on social media, on TikTok, filming their tears and their meltdowns. You know what I always notice too, Jared? They're always driving when they're filming how upset they are. When they're, this is the worst day of my life. And they're always driving full speed ahead in their car.
Well, they're probably in their self-driving Teslas, you know, so...
It's like, put down the phone, you know, film these deranged videos when you get home and you're in your basement. Don't film them when you're driving on the same road as me. So you'll see a bunch of infographics today on reproductive rights that will flood your Instagram. The Handmaid's Tale outfits will definitely be coming out of the closet.
By the way, speaking of that, Jack Posobiec, his Twitter profile picture now has him with the Handmaiden's bonnet on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it last week, the baby dolls with the blood on them. That will start coming out today. Just a lot of, and I don't know if people saw this, but the DHS is already warning the Catholic Church that some of these pro-abortion groups are planning a night of rage tonight. And that means we'll see a lot of vandalism, bullying. They sent out this urgent memo to the clergy telling them that they should have security, you know, at their masses, to be prepared to protect the parishes, to be on the lookout for anything suspicious, like anyone who's asking, you know, what's the biggest mass, what's the most attended mass, anything that's off, they're warning them about that. And these threats, this intimidation, this bullying, this vandalism, it's because that's all the left has left. They can't argue this on the facts. And here's the real issue, and I saw this a lot today, where people love to question, well, is this really going to be good for the Republicans? A lot of Republicans are celebrating this, but they don't understand that 62% of the population thinks abortion should be legal. You're missing the entire point of this. When it goes back to the states, these elected officials will have to make it very clear where they stand on abortion. And when I say that, I mean they will have to make it clear to their voters where they think the limit should be, if there should be one at all. Because oftentimes now we're hearing about, it's almost like a game time decision when the baby's born. You look at the mother, so what do you think? You think you want to keep the baby? She's 6 seconds old. What do you think? Have you made your decision yet? Time's ticking. And so that's what's going to come into this debate. And while I agree with people who say, well, you know, this issue's tended to help Democrats because they feel like Republicans are too extreme, not anymore. Not anymore. If they have to argue this, and people like Beto O'Rourke have to say, well, I think the baby should be able to be 7 months, or I think the woman should be able to be 8 months pregnant and still get an abortion, that's where you'll see this turn. And that's what they don't want. So the fact that this comes the day after the Supreme Court struck down the New York law concerning gun rights, it's a whirlwind. It's going to be all over the news. There's going to be a lot of reaction. And I say this with all sincerity. Look out for each other. Keep your head in a swivel. Be safe. Be alert. Because these people have just lost their minds. And I just want to read a couple of... And keep in mind, I've only had so many hours this morning. I'm sure I'm missing a few of the worst takes going. But I think the one that stuck out to me the most, Jared, his name is Joe Rogan. His name is Josh Rogan, not Joe
Rogan. Okay, I was about to say.
His name is Joe Rogan. Have you ever heard of him? No, his name is Josh Rogan, and he's a Washington Post columnist. This is a real double whammy. He's a Washington Post columnist, and he's a CNN political analyst. You got to love the CNN analysts. You know,
I don't
who
know
else
that
is?
They even had to make that distinction.
Jared, you know who else is a CNN analyst who you won't be hearing from today on this topic?
Chris Cuomo?
No. Jeffrey Toobin.
The Tubes.
I think Chris Licht.
Jeffrey Toobin?
Chris Licht at CNN might say, you know, Jeffrey, I think maybe you take today off. I don't think we need you on the panel. Just, you know, with your history. If you don't know Tubin's history on this topic, just give it a quick Google search. Use Google, as Kamala Harris would say. You'll figure it out. But so this is Josh Rogan. He is the Washington Post columnist, CNN political analyst. And I want to read you his tweet on this decision by the Supreme Court. My mother spent many years fighting for women's right to choose. Tragically, now my daughter will be born without that right. But that fight begins again today, and I believe it will succeed. I'm not in the business of giving out advice to liberals on how to frame their issues, because they do such a bang-up job of that all on their own. But when you're talking about abortion and talking about this fight, do you really want to talk in the same tweet about your child who is yet to be born? It's hard not to reply to that tweet and say, well, yeah, your daughter might have to fight for her right to get an abortion in certain states, but on the upside, she will be born, which is, you know, that's a little bit better. So it's just, and that's just one of them. Here's one from Mark Joseph Stern. I always print out the bios because I like to know where these blue checks are coming from. Mark Joseph Stern is a senior writer at Slate. Okay? And this is what he wrote. The Supreme Court's second decision of the day, Roe versus Wade, is overruled. There is so much to grieve today. But at this moment, I am mourning for the countless Americans who will be killed by the Supreme Court's decision. The mothers who will be forced into deeper poverty, the miscarriage patients investigated and denied care. Again, I'm not trying to be nitpicky, but Roe versus Wade is overturned, and that's going to kill people? Someone's got to explain it. It's pretzel bending logic, as far as I'm concerned. 844-500-4242. We are going to go with this for the first hour. We're going to talk about this a lot during the show. The number is 844-500-4242. Feel free to weigh in. But there's a lot of news today. There's also, I don't know if people saw this, but yesterday I kept saying, why can't Joe Biden go to this meeting with the oil CEOs? Remember, Jared, I was wondering, I said, what's on his schedule? Is it the ice cream?
I don't know. To be clear.
I said, is it the cat? Is he playing with the cat? Is he walking the beach? Is he training for his next bike ride? What is it? Well, it turns out he had to skip the meeting with the oil execs so he could go down the street and meet with the wind people. That's what I'm going to call them. I'm not going to call them wind execs.
The windbags.
I'm going to call them the windbags. So he's got to meet with the windbags, but he can't meet with the oil execs. It's really like he's giving the middle finger to every single American. And keep in mind, this is the empathizer in chief, and he can't meet with these guys. He'll have no problem in a week or two going to the Saudis and getting on his knees and begging them to help him. But when it comes to sitting in a meeting with some Americans who are, by the way, producing the cleanest oil in the world that he wants no part of, that's where he draws the line. That's where he's got to skip out on that. Unbelievable stuff. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with your calls. Call in, weigh in. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
Oh, so is dangerous rhetoric okay again? I can never keep up with this. Is rhetoric something that kills, or is it just something that, you know, is showing that you're passionate about the cause?
Sounds like insurrection is back on the table, too.
very insurrection-y vibes today, Jared. I would say that when the DHS is sending out emails about a night of rage, that insurrection-y vibes are okay. They're getting an exemption today because of the passion. I just want to add in here, and I am going to go to the calls right away. We have a lot of people on the lines, but I wanted to add in one thing I was just thinking about. So Joe Biden got that cheat sheet yesterday when he was meeting with the windbags, and it said, you walk into the room, you sit down in your seat. You know what Brian Kilmeade said today? He said, why do they have to write, you sit in your seat? What do they think? He's going to sit in somebody else's? Like he's going to wander off? The level of direction that this man needs.
He's just going to walk out there, sit down next to Peter Ducey. What's up?
Yeah, well, what's going on? Who are you guys waiting for? But we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, because the cheat sheet thing is, I don't care what they say, all presidents get these cheat sheets. I don't think so. I don't think Donald Trump had to get bullet points. You walk into the room. You sit down. Trump would have been like, why am I holding on to this? Who wrote this? But as other people on Fox were saying this morning, whoever wrote that cheat sheet, I would like to know, because that's who's running the country. Was it the Easter Bunny? I don't know. He doesn't have opposable thumbs, so it's tricky for him. Let's go to Andrea. You're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Andrea.
Hi, Grace. Okay, see, the problem is that liberals are socialists and communists, but this is the United States, and here's what they need to do. I hope you have some listening. If you're not happy that a couple of states in the country will no longer be providing abortion, start yourselves a nonprofit. You like those. Go and fundraise. And then when somebody needs an abortion and they live in a state where they can't get one, they call you up on an 800 crisis line. You, in turn, have relationships made with other states, and you send them there and you pay for it. No one's going to be denied anything. It'll just be a little less convenient. What can I tell you? It's like, you know, not being able to get your favorite whatever at the supermarket now because a lot of stuff's not on the shelf. Okay, we just need them to stop whining and shut up.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and I think they know that. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh even, I think, in this decision, made it clear that interstate travel is not going to somehow stop now because someone wants to cross over state lines to get an abortion. I think the real problem, Andrea, is that they don't want to have to argue about where the limit should be on abortion. I think that puts a lot of these Democrats in a tough spot because as nutty as it seems, the far left does want it to be limitless. They want people to be able to have these when they're 8 months, 9 months pregnant. And I don't think they want to tick off that radical side of the base. Do you agree?
Well, yes, but Grace, as somebody whose family was built through adoption, we need more people to have babies and put them up for adoption so people who want them don't have to go to other parts of the world and spend $50,000. Don't worry, we'll take care of it if you're not happy. But get creative. That's what America's all about. Get creative and you'll fix what you think is a problem but really isn't.
Yeah, and what Andrea, what you're hitting on too, which I agree with, is if you don't like something in this country, typically what we encourage people to do is vote for people who they think align with their values, you know, try to mobilize voters, try to change things. Like Andrea said, get creative. What we don't tend to encourage people to do is vandalize churches and scream bloody murder and hope that your tantrum is going to change how things play out. That's just not how things work. It's not usually how the right operates, but it's totally okay when the left operates like this. When they just want to use bullying tactics and props and spectacle to try to change things. It's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call. I see everyone on the lines. We're going to go right back to this. We're talking about Roe versus Wade. It has, it's really blowing up Twitter. Everyone's freaking out. And we're going to continue this conversation. We're also going to talk to Libby Emmons at 105. She's very passionate about this. So just stay tuned. We're at Cape Gunworks. Come on down.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Particularly how Donald Trump appointed the Supreme Court, how he went about it, particularly the you know, and the whole Scalia thing with McConnell and all that. There really is a lot of people who believe this is a rigged court. This court's makeup isn't, quote, fair and square. It isn't really representative of where the country is and even was.
Oh, is that Chuck Todd? Is he the same guy who was explaining how even though the price of gas is high, if we got in a time machine, the price of gas would be lower, but it's only high because of inflation. Now he's giving his expertise on this decision by the Supreme Court. I cannot deal. I've been on social media today. I've been looking at things. The infographics, the stupid things that people post. Guns have more rights than women in this country. The Constitution has stopped protecting abortion. I'm not a constitutional scholar, and I do not claim to be one. But if you find me the word abortion in the Constitution, if they were writing about abortions, let me know. Send it to me. I'd love to see it. I'm always open to learning more. That's what it's all about, guys. By the way, if you're in Massachusetts and you've got one of those Elizabeth Warren stickers on the back of your car and, you know, you're devastated by this decision, I have good news. In response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, Governor Charlie Baker has signed an executive order protecting access to an abortion in Massachusetts. So there is no need to freak out. I forbid anybody to freak out.
And that's great. That's exactly what states should do in this situation. Make their own decisions like that.
Yes, it should be applauded that they're making their own decisions. And just an update for everyone, Charlie Baker wants us to know that he is deeply disappointed in today's decision. So, and I'm going to guess that he was deeply disappointed in yesterday's decision too. Just a lot of disappointment for Charlie Baker. All right, let's go to the calls here. I have a lot I want to discuss today beyond this. I mean, Liz Cheney is now sending out tips for people in Wyoming who might want to change their party affiliation if they want to save her behind in the primary. Let's see how that plays out. Good luck, Liz. Bold strategy. Let's see if it works out. I have a feeling these Democrats who Liz gets a lot of that strange new respect from, I don't think they're that committed to Liz Cheney where they're going to go through this process. But hey, I've been wrong before. Steve, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Grace. I saw you guys at Bucatino's the other day. I was sitting in the second table behind the thing. It was a pleasure watching your show.
Oh, thank you.
What I don't understand is if you have an abortion, you don't lose your job. But if you have the jab and you get the vaccinated and you don't do it in certain companies, you lose your job. Why is if it's my body, my choice, how come I can't say no to the jab without losing my job, but somebody can go out and have an abortion and still have their job? I don't understand this. And in the politicians in Massachusetts, this is just more work they might have to do, so they don't want no part of this. They might have to actually talk to somebody and do a job. Thank you, Grace, for letting me share this today.
Yeah, Steve, and I think your point is a valid one, that if you're concerned with your bodily autonomy, that's only okay if you're a liberal and if you vote for the right party. Otherwise, you just got to go along to get along. Otherwise, you got to follow the science. You've got to listen to Dr. Fauci. And again, here's what I want to really drill in here. I am the type of voter who for a long time, the issue of abortion was one that I always thought the Democrats were better at, because I don't necessarily know where I fall exactly. I'm just being honest. Sometimes I have days where I'm like, you know, I know what I would do. I know what I wouldn't do, but I don't know what someone else's situation is. And I think in general, that's actually how a lot of people feel. However, I don't understand what the problem is with letting states decide and letting elected politicians voice their stance on this and tell people where they fall. Where is that fear from that we can't have people be honest about what they believe? And then you can decide once you know what your representatives believe in. But I think the real issue here for liberals is they don't want to have that conversation about where the limits are. And so they're nervous now, as they should be. Debbie, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Debbie. Are you there, Debbie? Zebra, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Grace. It's the politicians don't care about human life. It's quite obvious. They don't care how many people starve, can't get to work. They don't care about any of that, but they do care about having to get votes and actually stand on a policy and see if it flies, because their policies won't fly, and that's what they're afraid of. But I think we can all sort of take a step back. Well, hopefully that cooler heads will prevail over the weekend, even though people are trying to whip it into a frenzy. You can just tell people, hey, I agree with Notorious RBG.
Because RBG
said it was bad law.
Yeah, RBG was not a fan of this ruling either, and that's something that always confuses me when the group Ruth Sent Us is sending their unhinged protesters, I'm using air quotes, protesters, to Justice's homes. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine this morning on my way down to the Cape. By the way, we're at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis if you want to come say hi. And I said, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if she thought that there was a group of people that were going to Justice's homes and intimidating them and standing outside and heckling their children when they came home from school, she would be horrified. That was not what she was about at all. I don't agree with all of her politics, but she was a sane human being. And she was friends with people, other justices who disagreed with her. This is not what she was about. And so the entire premise of this is ridiculous, and it's all based off emotion. David Harsanyi had a really good tweet today. He said, you're going to hear somewhere near zero legal arguments today about why Roe should have been upheld. And to that caller's point, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't think it was standing on strong ground. But what another one of these callers just said, and it's where I want to take this conversation now, is about how little Joe Biden cares about the American people, because there was a really interesting thing that happened yesterday. He has a chance to meet with these oil execs. These oil execs who he's vilified, he's mocked, he's made fun of, he's given the bum's rush. He has a chance to meet with them. And they've all written letters at this point, and they've asked him to come with an honest dialogue and try to make a change here, try to make some improvements. And what does he do? And I think this encapsulates exactly who he is as a person. He goes down the street, he ignores the oil execs, and he meets with wind people. Big wind, whatever that is. And he talks about wind, and he comes in with his little note card that says, you sit down. You read the teleprompter. You take question from so-and-so. You get up. Then you leave the room. And use in all quotes so he doesn't get confused. And so he does that. Meets with these people, nothing changes. And I just think to myself, this is pretty unbelievable. This guy is going to have no issue going over to meet with the pariahs in Saudi Arabia that he was condemning ad nauseum when he was running for president. He'll have no problem going over there, hat in hand, you know, making deals, trying to figure something out to get that oil. But when it comes to meeting with people here, who, by the way, are producing far cleaner oil. You want to talk green initiatives. These guys are doing it right. He can't meet with them because he's going to go talk to the wind people instead. And so Peter Doocy asked KJP about this. And I got to play all of these, I think, because I have to hear her response. The number is 844-500-4242. We'll continue to talk about Roe versus Wade. But just in the meantime, let me get cut 14, please, Jared.
The president yesterday was talking about this transition to greener energy someday. A lot of people can't afford a $60,000 electric car, and they also are having a hard time affording gas right now. That sounds like a painful transition. So how much of that kind of pain is the president okay with?
No, that transition, we are in a transition to clean energy.
And let's go to the next one as well. This is cut 15. This is when Peter Doocy specifically calls out the fact that Biden couldn't find the time to meet with the CEOs of these oil companies. I cannot emphasize enough how bananas this is. And I know I say this a lot, and I do apologize, but if this were Donald Trump, this is antithetical to everything Trump was about. He was all about, we have a problem, get in the room. It was like Apprentice style. Get in the room, tell us the problem. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I like your idea better. Let's go with that. Joe Biden cannot even pull himself away from the cat's tail, from the bowl of ice cream, from the disaster bike rides to meet with these people face to face. It's disgusting. Cut 15.
The president isn't really doing everything he can to bring gas prices down, is he?
I feel like there's a... is there something else to the question?
Oh, there's a lot to the question.
Oh, okay. Well,
for example,
yeah.
As you mentioned earlier, he's meeting today with people installing offshore wind equipment, but not oil and gas CEOs who are rarely ever in town, but they are today. So how did that help lower gas prices?
Well, the president has done a... So let me step back for a second.
You're asking me the question. CEOs, how does that lower gas prices? You said he's done everything in his power. They were a mile away.
Peter, you're asking me a question. May I answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. I just want to take us back a second on how we got here, right? So we have seen gas prices go up by $2 a gallon. One of the reasons we have seen that, is because of Russia's war.
Okay, yeah, I don't need the story time every time there's a question. Let me take you back. Let me take you back a little bit. No, don't take me back. Let's stay here. Let's answer the question I just asked. This happened today. This happened hours ago. Why don't you answer that question? It's all about, let me put things into context for you. And that's just code for, let me talk nonsense for 2 minutes straight, gesticulate a little bit, flip my binder back and forth, and we'll get nothing answered. It drives me crazy. And just so you know, though, if you're sitting there, you're going, well, Grace, yeah, it's pretty despicable that the president couldn't meet with the oil execs, but I'm sure he got a lot done with the wind people. You would be right. I mean, they really made a lot of progress as far as that goes. Can I have cut 16, Jared?
Impressive group of governors, labor leaders, and business leaders in the room here, but I'm not going to take the time to introduce everybody right now. But let me just say that at the outset here that, cabinet members as well, I think we're at a place where we've reached an exciting point where it seems like there's been a coalescence of the notion that, you know, alternative energy makes sense and wind is a gigantic piece of it. I was in Colorado, and I never thought I'd see a blade for a windmill that was 102 yards long. Impressive.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. When you're at the pump, right, and you're standing there, I've had a lot of conversations with people when I pump my gas, like people around me, everyone looks at each other and goes, ugh. It's so brutal. The only other place you get that is at the grocery store. When you're at the checkout line, everyone's like, this is ridiculous. But when you're at the pump, the other thing you hear beyond, oh my God, can you believe how expensive it is? Oh my God, it's $6. Oh my God, it's $7. My son lives in California. He says it's almost at $10. The other thing you hear is, yeah, but I'm really excited about all this wind stuff. I feel like the wind is really going to start helping us out soon. Now, of course, you don't actually hear that, but in Joe's world, you do, because he lives in a complete different alternate universe. It's ridiculous. We are going to go to break here, and then we're going to go back to your calls. The number is 844-500-4242. I have so much good sound today. I have good sound from CNN. There was a woman, she's running for governor, I think of Arizona, is it? And her name's Carrie Lake. She's got Trump's endorsement. She just laid out a CNN reporter who asked her, wanted to interview her. Her response, every Republican should have to watch this video to learn how to deal with reporters from CNN. It's a thing of beauty. We'll play it when we come back. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Come on. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you agree with the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade?
Yes, I have no problem with this going to the states and the states deciding. So, yes.
93% of the audience says yes, they agree.
We are at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. If you want to visit us down the Cape, we're going to have so much fun today. Howie's here. We have food from Barbie Ann's, and it's delicious. People are getting a free lunch on top of seeing a free show. You can't beat it, so come on down. 774 says, Grace, a 102-yard wind blade. Can I get a fact check, please? That's not my job. I didn't go to fact check school, so I can't talk about that. I'm not a wind blade expert like Joe Biden. Bob, you're next up.
Go ahead. See here, yeah, the world's finest wind turbine blade beyond 100 meters. So he may have had that number right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Although he said yards. No.
Slight difference. Bob, you're next up. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Grace. Hey, you're perfect timing down in Hyannis there on a Friday in the summer. Outstanding.
I know. It's lovely down here.
I just wanted to chime in on the Roe versus Wade. If the Liberal Democrats really want to get a lesson on this, they need to go to their vaunted liberal Supreme Court justice who has passed, may she rest in peace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Take a look at her opinion on Roe v. Wade, and that'll help them understand what's happening a little bit more. She was no fan of this being in a constitutional way. She was all about it being at the state level. So, and she made very good points about that and why that is. So I'm no constitutional law expert, but you take a look at her writings on that, and it makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Bob. I think a lot of people have pointed that out in these groups that are titled, like, Ruth Sent Us. I'm thinking, Ruth sent you, but she didn't ask you to read her opinion on Roe versus Wade? That's weird. She sent you to bring your posters and your props and your baby dolls, but you don't even know her opinion on this? It's very, very bizarre. And let's actually hear a little bit of these pro-abortion protesters chanting. Can I have cut 9, please? Oh, they sound lovely, don't they? They sound like a nice group of gals. It's really something to watch here, though, because it is a huge decision. It is something that is definitely worth talking about, but these meltdowns don't get into any of the legal arguments. Like, none of these things I'm seeing. It's a lot of, I'm devastated. This is going to put all women in jeopardy. Like, a lot of this big talk, but they don't give you any citations or any arguments, which is pretty classic on the left. We're at Cape Gunworks. I'm going to play this sound from Carrie Lake when we come back, and we're going to talk about gas prices as well. Libby Emmons is up next. Don't go anywhere.